Okay. Have you guys ever have the most odd dream ever, so random, especially if it's your spouse involved and so many other people you guys care about? I can tell you that I've had 3 dreams with my husband where he's either cheating on me. I think the first two times it was him cheating on me, and then this last one is where he says he wants a divorce. I try not to take my dreams too seriously, but my dreams have proven me wrong before in the past, where they turn out to be true. My husband doesn't believe in stuff like that, which is totally understandable. You know, we all believe in different things. And he's never experienced it either. So, again, totally fine. And it really bothers me, and I tell my husband about it, and he just gets mad about it because he doesn't want to hear it because, you know, to him, it's like, it's never going to happen. He wants to live that life with their spouse for the rest of their life, just like his parents, just like his grandparents. He doesn't want to go through the process of a divorce or anything like that. And I'm just like, okay, but so technically he doesn't even want to face reality. He doesn't want to think ahead. He's just living in the moment. Again, totally fine. But I'm trying to be prepared too, as in like, trying to be prepared for myself. I'm trying to be prepared for my child. If I end up leaving this world, what the heck is going to happen? How is it going to affect my kid? Most importantly, my kid is important to me. So, I'm not really going to go into too much details about that dream because it's starting to fade out because it happened a few days ago. And this was during a nap. And the nap wasn't even an hour long. So, a lot happened in my dream. Basically, we were arguing, and in the end, I don't even remember what we were arguing about. I think that's how my dream started out, and he's like, you know what? I want a divorce. And those were the words that I wanted to hear from him. Like, I want a divorce. And we were going on a trip with all our friends. I believe it was Vegas, and we were with some other people that I'm not really sure or know who they were, but I was like, hey, fine. I don't know what happened between that. We stopped talking to each other, da-da-da. And all of a sudden, I'm already in another relationship, but this time with a girl. In my dream, this girl was not the most attractive girl in the world. She was shorter than me. And guys, I'm 5'2". She was shorter than me. And I didn't feel comfortable with it. She was with another friend. And I think in my dream, I was feeling like they had a thing going on or they had something going on in the past. But either way, I didn't feel comfortable. And I think towards the end of the dream, that's what I ended up telling her. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable. This is brand new to me. Blah, 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 blah. And then I walk out because I'm not happy. I feel more weirded out. Super uncomfortable. And I call somebody. And it ends up being my husband's best friend's dad. Because he's always involved with our trips. And he's so cool, guys. And which was kind of weird for me. I'm like, why did I call him? And we ended up being in my husband's best friend's room in the hotel. And in that room, it was all of our other friends. And my cousin was there, which is weird because my cousin has no idea who these people are. Or these people don't even know who my cousin is. And I'm just so confused of what's going on. So I just relax. But my husband isn't anywhere. So I'm just like, okay, he must have been serious. I don't know what's going on. But I was accepting the divorce thing, which was fine. But we still would have to talk about it. And then we're all outside all of a sudden. We're all getting ready. And he comes up and talks to me like normal. But he's not showing any affection. Between my husband and I, when we're arguing, I refuse to show any affection because I'm still mad and I don't want to take it out on him when I still need to process my own anger. I try not to speak when I'm angry because I might say something that I'm going to regret or I might just take it even further. And my husband just stays quiet and that irritates me, to be honest. So I just stay quiet too. I haven't talked to my husband about this dream. It is bothering me, as in like I'm analyzing the dream, I'm trying to diagnose it. I don't understand when the heck I became a lesbian. why did I become a lesbian, and why did I choose this girl as a partner within that instant of that dream? Why were my husband and I arguing? I don't understand that as well. Like, what pushed it? My husband is a hardworking person. He always has to be doing something. He cannot sit still. And the only one he's going to stay still, sit still, lay down, stay laying down is if he's really into a show. Or he's talking to his friends. But he's still doing something. He likes to destroy things. He likes to take things apart just to put it back together even better. And I think that's kind of what bothers me. A lot of people say that I'm very lucky that I have a hardworking man. Yes, I am totally lucky. I'm not taking it for granted. Because if I need something done, he's going to do it for me. Not to be one of those wives. But I know he can do it. I know he can fix it. He's a very smart guy. You know, but if I need something done and I need it done now, it's going to take about 3 months. Unfortunately. It's hard because my past, what I've seen with my mom, my dad, my parents, my uncles, my aunts, what they've been through, cheating, physical abuse, mentally abuse, so many things, and that's what I'm scared of, and I'm not trying to let that get to me, and I'm not trying to, as in, like, I'm not trying to let it get to my head, because there's times where I catch myself, and I'm like, you know what, this is a completely different world now, different times, different century, this is a great guy, his mom raised him better, I mean, all his brothers are married, they've been married for years, some even married their high school sweethearts, they have beautiful kids. Why am I doubting myself? And, I mean, obviously, it could be a woman thing. It could also be a guy thing. Because I've seen other guys go through that same thing. But because of what they experienced in their past within their own parents. And it scares me. I think I'm scared that one day he will say that he wants a divorce. Not that I won't be ready for it. Because I like to be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. Whether we're alive or not, something's going to happen to both of us or one of us. One of these days, eventually, not in the future. But what scares me is if we do end up getting divorced, what am I doing with my life? I'm going to have my kid. I love my kid. I'm obsessed with my kid. I'm going to be there for my kid. Obviously, I'm going to be working. He's going to be there for his kid because he loves his son. He loves that his son is involved and is enjoying the same things my husband is doing, as in like Jeep stuff or car stuff, electricity stuff. Anything that has to be broken and they can fix it, my kid's always there. He loves being outdoors. But for me, I can be the opposite. I have to be in the mood for it. And am I going to find somebody else? Or is he going to find somebody else? To the point where I'm like, I'm racing. I feel like I'm racing. But yet again, I'm thinking ahead. I hate dreaming of my relationship with my husband. It scares me, but at the same time, I know it could be giving me a warning. Just to be prepared, I guess. Or maybe there's something going on between us that we haven't even talked about. And I need to do that. I haven't done it yet, but I will have to do that. I don't know what's going to happen. But I like to be prepared for almost whatever. I just want to know if anybody else goes through this. Especially when it comes to dreams. There's so many people that deja vu stuff, scenarios. I deja vu a lot. I had dreams where they would come partially true. I have an aunt who literally dreams what her day's going to be like tomorrow. And she's going to wake up knowing exactly what's going to happen. So literally there's no way of surprising her. And that's totally fine. life scares me sometimes. I like to make myself believe that I'm prepared for anything. But honestly, I may not be. I don't know what kind of person I may be when life really throws me a curveball. Well, all I gotta say is life is a bitch.